The Girl Scouts are suing the Boy Scouts.
Yeah.
Oh, man.
I heard that, and I was like, what?
I know. Well, the Girl Scouts of the USA filed a trademark infringement lawsuit, sounds very serious, against the Boy Scouts of America after it announced that it was going to drop the word boy from the name of the program starting in 2019.
Oh, yeah.
I mean, if they're using Girl Scouts and they were using Boy Scouts, just because boy dropped their name to Scouts, they both were using Scouts anyways, mm-hmm. then the Girl Scouts would have to prove that they were using from promoting as scouts. That's just my legal opinion.
Well, since you're not an attorney, we'll get our official attorney.
Let's get the real deal on the phone, please.
Can you get Lisa Lanier on for us, please?
Sure.
But the Girl Scouts of America, they were upset when the Boy Scouts, because they think it was a stunt for them because the leadership of the Girl Scouts of America, what I read, they said that because the Boy Scouts of America, their membership has been declining,
right.
that they're kind of trying to copy or trying to take away from the Girl Scouts and become all one thing with boys and girls.
Uh-huh, uh-huh.
And they're not happy about it.
Well, and the Boy Scouts have already accepted or started to accept girls
right.
into the Boy Scouts. And it wasn't even supposed to happen until next year.
Are the Girl Scouts going to go out of business?
Well, that's what they're afraid of.
Yeah. I don't know.
That's what they're afraid of.
Let's go to our official attorney, Jason Goodman. You already missed it. He gave his legal opinion. But since you actually went to school.
Uh-huh.
And
since you're certified and whatnot.
And very talented and successful.
Like that legal opinion, yeah.
So could you drop some real knowledge?
Some real knowledge, yeah. Mm-hmm. It's a fascinating story. The scouting controversies and the litigation, this actually goes way, 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 way back. The scouting organizations have kind of been very much kind of vying for these names for a long time. And what happened was, you know, back in 1910 is when the Boy Scouts of America was formed, and then the Girl Scouts of America was formed shortly thereafter. They changed their name. They were originally the Girl Guides. And then in 1915, they switched their name to Girl Scouts of America, and the Boy Scouts actually sued them for trademark infringement.
Oh, wow.
And
they ended up losing the first round of it. They lost, and rather than appeal, the Boy Scouts at that time just dropped their litigation. So it really didn't go very far, and it was not clear whether they would have won or not. So for a long time, they sort of were thought of as like a brother-sister organization, which was not really true. And the Boy Scouts have actually always been very protective of their brand and their name. They actually have sued tons of other scouting organizations that tried to come about. And all of this kind of was passed down from Great Britain. There was a scouting organization in Great Britain in the early 1900s, and that was sort of modeled, you know, we modeled after them. And the Scouts at one point claimed that they had stopped 435 other groups from using the term Scout in their name.
Wow.
So
they're busy.
It's coming back on them, I guess.
That is crazy, too, because a lot of sports organizations, like I know like an organization that tries to scout for college sports or
mm-hmm.
NFL sports, too.
Right. Well, and that's okay. So you can have a trademark that is in a completely different industry and
might
use the same name, like Scout. Like, you know, there's words that you see a lot, like Apex or, you know, just like these names that mean something great. You know, and there might be in two different, as long as they're in two different industries, you can still have a trademark potentially around.
I did learn that because Jason Goodman and I have a failing company together called Light It Up. And when I applied for a trademark, they said there's tons of lighted up for different things.
But
not for shoelaces, because who the hell would do that?
That's a great idea.
They're like,
you guys are the first.
We're the first and probably the last.
Never again.
That is true. I did see there's a bunch of different ones,
yeah.
but it's for different, totally different type of companies. All right, so what is the Girl Scouts? Go ahead, Lisa.
Yeah, so in this situation, I think what really upset the Girl Scouts was, you know, you guys kind of touched on it. The Boy Scouts had failing membership. You know, they had a lot of controversies around abuse scandals and stuff like that. So in 2017, they decided to start allowing girls, like you said, they were supposed to start in 2019, mm-hmm. and they went through a whole rebranding. Well, in that rebranding, they started using a lot of the same slogans that the Girl Scouts have been using.
Oh.
And they have gone so far, according to the lawsuit, that if you now Google the words Girl Scouts, like you're trying to sign your girl up for Girl Scouts, guess where it directs you?
To the Scouts.
Boy Scouts of America webpage, right.
It's a strong move on their part.
Yeah, they've done some pretty clever Google AdWord placement and that sort of thing. So
mm-hmm.
that's what's really got the Girl Scouts. Now the Girl Scouts are losing membership like crazy because there's brand confusion where the consumer believes now that the Boy Scouts of America is the sole organization, right, because they're being directed there and they're seeing those same slogans there.
Oh.
So, you know, it'll be interesting to see. There's definitely brand confusion going on, which is a big element of trademark infringement. And I think they both have the word Scout in their name. So, you know, I think it's trademarked as the Boy Scouts of America and the Girl Scouts of America. So it'll be really interesting to see how it plays out in the court, because clearly there is brand confusion going on. But is the word Scout genericized? Because there is an issue in the trademark litigation area that a word, if a word becomes used kind of universally just to mean a thing, you know, a Scout is just a thing, like a Kleenex or a thermos or chapstick.
Those
were originally trademarked words, but they've lost their trademark power now because they've become the thing. You know, they've become the word for the thing.
Now,
and so that policy is called, it's called genericizing the word. If the court finds that the word Scout is genericized, then nobody really has that monopoly on that word anymore. Mm-hmm. And
look,
so then they'll, you know, decide it that way.
That makes sense. If they do something, if the Boys or the Scouts of America have the Girl Scouts go out of business and we don't get the cookies,
I think everybody's going to be mad.
I'm going to be very pissed off.
Everybody's going to be mad. Mm-hmm. Right.
Yeah, I just never knew they were two separate companies for a while. I always thought they were just like, okay,
two divisions.
That's the boy side, that's the girl side, and they're the same
company. I thought so too. Yeah.
And sometimes I would go up to the Boy Scouts and be like, do you have cookies too? And they're like, no.
No, we got popcorn.
Oh, I knew that much.
We'll give you some popcorn. You're like, no, get your popcorn in my face. I want the cookies.
Yep.
I was a Boy Scout.
Yeah.
I wonder if they'll start doing cookies. I wonder if the boys will start doing cookies.
No! Why they gotta steal from the girls? Why can't we have nothing?
I know the boys, the Scouts have girls on them now.
It's not the boy Scouts who are selling the cookies.
Wow.
Leave those girls alone.
I know.
Leave them alone.
Well, and Jason's thought, and Katie, I think, you know, your thought that they always were the same organization.
Yeah.
I think the general public has always thought that too. So now with this rebranding, it's really playing to that assumption. And it's going to, the Girl Scouts said it's going to put them out of business.
Do you think I hate to say this, and I mean, it's kind of rude for the Boy Scouts to do this to the Girl Scouts, but I mean, it is somewhat genius. I mean, they're increasing their membership possibly now at the Boy Scouts, and the Girl Scouts are losing. I mean, that's genius marketing and trickery.
Yeah. Right.
It is for the marketing side, but when you think about what I remember, you know, at coming and being a Daisy and or whatever you were before Brownies, because I was a Brownie in Girl Scouts. It's supposed to be this wholesome program that's about accepting it. You know, it kind of goes, it's like the marketing genius ploy behind it kind of goes against this wholesome program that you were supposed to be joining in the first place.
Right, like they use trickery to like get the Google search and all that stuff.
Right. It's like these Eagle Scouts are sitting around going, let's figure out how to trick the consumer.
Scout is, to be honest, brave, whatever. I don't know. I didn't finish.
Yeah.
I stopped it, I think. First class.
Quitter.
Star. Did you ever do Boy Scouts, Jason Goodman?
I did Cub Scouts. And then I realized, you know what? This is not for me.
They do fine. And I think the statistic is true. If you don't get your Eagle Scout before you turn 16, the chances are very, because you can do it till you're 18, are very low, because they realize when somebody gets a car, they're like, I ain't going to Scouts anymore.
Although
it's a great program, and apparently on your resume, if you have Eagle Scout on there, for some companies, they're like, ooh, I like that.
Yeah. Not too long ago, our neighbor, we don't know them very well, but we know now that they have an Eagle Scout in their family, because I guess when he got his certification, they took out these huge, you know, like if somebody turns 50 or whatever, they put stuff in your yard, the yard signs, you know, this says, congratulations to our Eagle Scout. And we thought, good for him.
Yeah. Right.
Glad to know you're our neighbor. It's a big deal.
It's hard to get. I don't know what the female equivalent is.
Yeah.
I don't know.
When I was in the Cub Scouts, it was like a bunch of like camping type things. I'm like, I'm just like camping and like making like crap. I'm just not good at crafts. I was just like, I can't do it.
I'm not a big camper either.
I relied on my dad. My dad's like, the hell with this.
I can't tie this knot. No, I came home, and I am ashamed of this. I came home early from scout camp. I went to scout camp. I was like 12. And then I was there and I was like, we're going to be doing this all week. It was
1 week.
You left early?
And I was like,
1 week.
Come pick me up. I don't want to.
This is a real shot at your character.
I was like, I don't want to. I don't know how to do these merit badges. I mean, it was like, get these merit badges. And then halfway through, I was like, I don't want to do this anymore.
I did make a mean Pinewood Derby, though.
Do they still do that?
Yes. I went to Jared's church one time. They're all there doing it.
Well, that's the church. It's not the same as the Scouts.
Yeah. No, the Scouts were there.
Oh, okay.
And they were all doing their cars. You had to make it out of wood. I mean, that took us forever to make. And I'm thinking, I could just pick one of these up at the store real quick.
Yeah.
But it takes you forever to make it.
That's
and this big block wood of going down with things. And I'm like,
That the way, you know, Jason probably skirted the limits.
Probably.
Probably
put
weighed
rocks
more
in the
than
front.
It's supposed to, yeah.
Whatever.
Hide quarters underneath.
Yeah, whatever
all the
it takes
tricks.
To win.
Uh-huh. Lisa Lanier, official attorney of Jared and Katie Warren, thank you, by the way.
Thank you very much.
Very good
You're
information.
Welcome. You're welcome. Have a great day.